This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, Clearwater check-in. We get to see a brand new Philly today. And something happened yesterday has me intrigued at how we're going to see it this season, how much we should see it. We'll get to that. Your phone calls here. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. .com. How should the Eagles approach this upcoming offseason? Run it back or go star hunting? 59% in Camp Hugh over here say run it back.
Run it back, man.
41% are intrigued by the idea of the star hunting, which, you know, include a variety of names. I mean, you know, the Micah Parsons, the Max Crosbys of the world, Abdul Carter in the draft. But the big one that is out there in a significant way right now is Myles Garrett. A lot of stuff coming out of the combine. Eagles, Myles Garrett just keeps getting put together.
Synonymous.
It becomes synonymous. And we'll find out over the next couple of weeks how real this is and how much is just smoke and how much is Garrett trying to push his way here.
Starting to get excited, Hugh?
Nah.
Why?
I'm excited about what they're going to do.
What if it's Myles Garrett?
I mean, I'll be excited about it.
You'll
no question.
You'll talk yourself into it.
I mean, I'll be excited.
That's what everyone does.
Oh, no, I'll be excited about it. No question. I'll be excited. But I want to see. I'm kind of like any. This is how I am, Kyle. I'm going to give you a little background. Like, if I order a meal, a lovely meal, and it's good, and somebody say, oh, you know, it's great meal. And I'm like, how much it costs? And somebody say, don't worry about it. That's when I have a problem. I'm like,
Kyle's the guy that says, don't worry about the price.
No,
and you're sweating.
Yeah. No, I'm sweating. I'm like, hold up. How much is this going to cost? Because I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, hey,
well, I have an idea. I say that when we get to Clearwater, we'll go out to dinner and then we won't show Hugh the menu. He'll order and then we'll say, don't worry about it.
I look at them prices, man.
You worry about it.
What if that meal keeps me full for a month?
No, I can't. I can't.
I want to know what you're eating that keeps you full for a month. Yeah. That's a lot of food there.
I'm not a foodie, dude. So when I go out, I would rather. Like, a lot of times, you know, you go to a nice restaurant, and you might get, like, an ounce steak or whatever. That might cost you, like,
$80. Yeah.
Man, you can keep that, dog.
You know, I'm not big on steak from a restaurant anyway.
You're not?
Because, you know, the bang for the buck?
Well, yeah, you can make it at home.
Sure.
No, yesterday, like.
It does fit Hughes. This all fits Hughes' bill.
We have Myles Garrett at home, but we don't have Myles Garrett at home.
No, yesterday I went to the store, and I bought some meat, right? I bought us some steak. And you know how when you, like, the butcher has that steak, that's the meat that's on his last leg, that's been there for like a week or two.
Is that the one you got?
Yeah, I got that 50% off.
Dude.
And it tastes just as good.
It's
as
so
the
funny.
Yeah, you're bargain bin shopping, and you're asking for
no,
food
I'm
poisoning,
saying,
dude.
What's wrong with buying the steak?
Because
if
could
I get
food
sick,
poisoning.
If I get sick, it's on them.
Well, it's on you.
It's on
entirely
you. You decided to buy it.
It was 50 off. But you know, you buy stuff like that knowing you got to use it like right now.
So I view Nolan Smith as like the steak. Myles Garrett's like a beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington.
You can't just willy-nilly make it at home. It might cost you a pretty penny,
now,
but it's well worth it.
Now, if we're using the same analogy, as I brought up the other day, Myles' expiration date is quicker to the end than Nolan Smith's. I mean, Nolan Smith is a fresh steak. Myles, I'm not saying he's 50% off. Hugh just wants to be cheap and eat some steak, but he's closer to the end.
Well, as we know, if we know one thing about steaks, it's that dry-aged steaks are really good, better.
Well, okay. I mean, we've gone deep into the analogy now. Let's get back to the phone lines here. OG Wade, what's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG. What's up?
I just want to do a little throwback with you. I remember when you was on the night show, and I told you that Jalen Hurts is going to turn out to be Howie Roseman's best pick he ever made.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I think it's on his way to that right now. That guy, man, is terrific, man. This dude, his young brother, man, he's just outstanding. And I hear a lot of people say that what we got for the Carson Wentz pick, how many players we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people didn't realize and looked at? Look at how many players we got because Jalen Hurts turned out to be the right quarterback. We would have had to draft Justin Fields or Mac Jones.
Yep.
Or bring in the quarterback for Cleveland, Deshaun Watson,
yep,
or Russell Wilson. We would right now, we would probably be the Cleveland Browns of the NFL.
They'd be in trouble. Yeah, OG, you're right. Like, there wasn't a natural fix, right? If Jalen didn't work, right? If they didn't take him, or OG, if he wasn't good, they would have been in trouble because the other options were not very good. You know, Jones, no. Fields, Wilson, all these guys are not good starting quarterbacks right now.
Yeah, and with this Myles Garrett thing, it's stipulated with me. I do want Myles Garrett. We don't need Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is like what Saquon was to our offense. He's like the cherry on top. In terms of giving up, what I would give up for, what I would give up is the first, a two, and Tanner McKee if we needed to give a player. I'm not giving up Nolan Smith because Nolan, you're what you're doing is a lateral move. You weakening one side of your defense to make the other side strong. And how I look at things, and then understand something, you still got to pay Myles Garrett. So whatever, that's why you really can't afford to give up two ones for him, because you still got to pay him close to $200 million.
Agreed. You know, and then in a year, Jalen Carter might want $150 million or whatever he's going to ask for.
Yeah, and when you look at Jalen Carter, you know, when you look at Nolan Smith is the only player in the NFL that I can think of right now that actually hurts the other team's offensive linemen. This guy blocking him is like you got to bring your hard hat. Ain't no, you're not just coming through him and just blocking him. He's hurt. He's in the last two playoff games, the Super Bowl and the playoff game. You've seen the damage that he does to offensive linemen that's pulling.
Dude, I'm losing brain cells.
No,
what do you think Myles Garrett is?
Right, but you want to have both of them.
I don't see Myles Garrett hurting offensive linemen.
Are you?
I see him getting around.
What are you watching then? What are you talking about? Did you hear? Hold on.
This is the most OG sense that he's made in a while.
No, that was. But I'm losing brain cells listening to that whole thing. First of all, he basically said Saquon was a luxury for our offense. We're not in the Super Bowl without Saquon, so that's idiotic.
OG,
I understand that Jalen won Super Bowl MVP. That doesn't erase how he played for the entire season where we needed Saquon.
No, you might be wrong on that.
That was idiotic.
The fan base.
That was idiotic. Nolan Smith to Myles Garrett is not a lateral move. Did you hear my Lotta with Ike, Spike, and Jack yesterday? He compared Myles Garrett to a cheetah mixed with a lion mixed with a tiger. Okay?
It's a fun take.
It's amazing. I mean, Myles Garrett and Nolan Smith are on two different, completely different planes.
What animal was she as a pass rusher?
Thunder. It was a beast. Just a beast.
I actually think that's the most sense OG made. In fact, I'm going to say this. I'm with OG. That's my trade offer.
That was stupid.
One,
talking about for the quarterback. Yeah, they do need a quarterback.
A 1-2 and Tanner McKee. Take it or leave it.
I think there's a possibility that that might be what it takes.
Then I'm in. Then let's sign him up.
But to say that going from Nolan Smith to Myles Garrett is asinine.
I think you're underrating Nolan Smith a little bit.
I think you're underrating Myles Garrett a little
bit. No, I know what Myles Garrett is.
Well, then you wouldn't say he's a lateral move going from Nolan Smith to him.
No, but I when I envisioned it, as we've talked through it the last 3 or 4 days, I want Nolan and the other side cleaning up. Like,
that's ideal, obviously.
Carter double-teamed, Myles double-teamed, and then I got 12 sacks out of Nolan just running around the edge.
That's living in an ideal world, but at the end of the day, if it costs you Nolan instead of that one, what if it's Nolan, the 2, and Tanner McKee instead of the 1?
That's a tough one. I'd rather give up the 1 than Nolan.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Nolan could turn out to be
a special player.
I just pulled up his numbers just to see kind of where he was, his career went on. When I watch Nolan, Hugh, I'm reminded of Robert Mathis.
Yeah,
Robert Mathis was nice. Quick, and he got around the edge.
Small.
But he was like the way Nolan plays bigger than he is.
Yeah.
Like we saw that towards the end of the season. That's, I think, what OG was getting at. Robert Mathis played that way. He was like an animal, even though he weighed, I don't know, what did he weigh, 240 pounds?
Robert probably about 240, yeah, you said it.
Okay,
you said it.
Myles Garrett is an upgrade over Nolan Smith.
I know!
Okay, he's a tiger combined with a lion combined with a cheetah.
Yeah, he's an anomaly. That's the better word to use, just say anomaly.
If your argument was that Nolan Smith hurts to block, and that's not what you think about Myles Garrett, you don't watch football.
Well, we know. OG's got his takes. He's got his takes. I mean, you're
and some of them are on another planet.
You're hung up on the cheetah, lion,
panther? How could I not be? I mean,
that was a good one, though. That really was good.
We need to figure out what animal he was.
If an NFL tackle tells you that that's what it's like blocking Myles Garrett, I want that dude here.
I was going to say Hugh was a Jaguar, but that didn't work out very well.
No, you know what? I remember I was called a tryhard. I remember Orlando Pace said that.
That's
about
good.
One time.
That's insulting.
Well, he said he's a little guy, a high motor guy.
Oh, well, that's not insulting.
Yeah, that's not. You want to be a high motor.
Hugh more like a panther?
Yeah, Carolina. Gotcha. I caught that.
I was, by the way, this just shot my memory. I was at a scout. My son is a Cub Scout. We were He had a Pinewood Derby last weekend where they design their cars and they race.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the scout leaders told me he was listening to our show in sometime around the end of the NFL season. And he still laughs at when Hugh went on the station in Carolina and we found the audio and called him Benedict Douglas.
That was a great day.
It was great.
It was not for me.
Well, because we outed you.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Wasn't outed. I said what I said. But y'all ridiculed me. See, y'all ridiculed me.
I mean,
about
you basically went on a Carolina station and
did
propped
they not
up
have
the
a
Panthers.
Chance?
That's not the point.
The point is you went there
talking about tomato cans. That was outrageous.
Did we not play tomato cans?
No,
we just beat the Ravens.
We did not play tomato cans.
No,
before we played
the Ravens, we beat the Rams and Washington, both teams that we met again in the playoffs.
And we
beat tomato cans.
You were wrong. That's okay.
I was not wrong.
You thought we'd never hear it.
You were way wrong.
You thought we'd never hear it.
Did the Carolina Panthers put up a fight?
You got a little comfortable on that radio station, thinking that Adelaide is like a hawk over here.
I was not wrong.
Think about this.
I was not wrong.
It doesn't matter who's right and wrong on WIP. It's how we hear things, and we heard it as
you
were a traitor.
You guys always hear it crazy, but I wasn't wrong.
I mean, it took me a long time to accept this. I think I'm right all the time. Everyone thinks I'm wrong. I have to live with that.
But I am right all the time.
The fact that you said that we were playing tomato cans all season was wrong.
The
Ravens, the Commanders, the Rams.
At that early in the season.
All three in a row.
2 months later,
it was the toughest stretch of our schedule.
Still defending Benedict Douglas.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
You know what I don't like about you, Kyle? Is that you pull up the cut? Like, we're talking and you're actively finding the cuts while you're arguing with me all the time.
Someone's got to produce the show.
I don't like that. I don't like that multitasking that you like.
What we call this is accountability. Okay?
You know what Hugh is more like? What do you think about this comp? Like a grizzly bear.
Well, the grizzly bears do have short ass arms.
That's right. You, yeah.
Yep.
I can see that.
I don't like that, Kyle. I don't like that coming from
Why?
Because that's a backhand.
You
were one of my favorite players growing up. It's not
a shot. Yeah, I was, and you talk crazy to me every day.
What animal do you want to be?
You're no longer that guy.
Okay. I'm okay with the grizzly bear.
There's nothing wrong with a grizzly bear. All right, let's grab Mike in Delaware.
I'm okay with
grizzly I meant that as a compliment,
all right,
man.
Go ahead, Mike. We got a grizzly bear over here.
Tough,
Mike, what's up?
High motor.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Let me use your steak analogy, because there's something I enjoy more than Eagles and beef. You called Garrett the Beef Wellington. I really think of more of the defense as the Beef Wellington. If Nolan Smith is a New York strip, is it better with a rare-aged filet like Garrett? Yeah, it is. But if you can't afford to put all the other ingredients in there, your Beef Wellington is going to be pretty mealy and miserable. So I really don't know which way to go. You know, it's going to be down to how we can massage this cap. But we got a lot of guys who are going to need to be paid in the next few years.
Paid.
I don't know if we can really afford to put all that money into him.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with that. I mean, I think getting him would improve their chances for 2025 to win it again, but it might hurt them to, you know, get there many times over the next 5 years. I just think it's more of like a short-term versus longer-term.
Exactly. And I'm bullish on Milton Williams. I mean, I've been watching this guy improve every year for the past 4 years. We watched him from a prospect. He kept getting better and better. And this year, he really exploded out there. And, yeah, you can pick a second or a third round pick and maybe get somebody who can do it. But to get a really good pass rushing interior lineman, that's not necessarily an everyday thing that you can get. And that really helps you a lot more. Especially when Carter's getting double teamed, to have somebody else who can just collapse that pocket and block a lane and still take down the quarterback. That's a great player. You really want to keep somebody like that.
Well, he's certainly ascending. I mean, Mike, I agree with you on that. He's been towards the end. I mean, the last two games, title game and Super Bowl, he looked like a guy that's going to earn a lot of money, as he should.
Yeah, he was balling.
But even through this year, we've watched him improve ever since the bye week. We've watched him improve every game through this year. He got better and better and better. He became more of a force in that middle. I really enjoy the way he's played. To see somebody improve that much, I think it's somebody that's worth investing in.
Yeah, well, you know what? And I said this a few weeks ago, Mike. If all the Eagles free agents were out there from other teams, like they weren't originally Eagles, I think Milton is, of all their available free agents, he's the one the Eagles would most likely be after because he fits the age and the position like you're talking there. Mike, give us a movie that someone maybe 30 or under wouldn't know that we should watch.
All right, I'm a big John Carpenter fan. And although the movie I should give you is The Thing, which is a great
movie. You talking about Kurt Russell? Was it Kurt Russell? Not Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, it was Kurt Russell. Okay, yeah, that
one. But I'm going to give you a different John Carpenter Kurt Russell movie, Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Which is just a fantastically and
that's an old ass. I don't know if you're gonna hold Kyle with that one. That's an old ass movie, dog.
What's the movie again?
Big Trouble in Little China.
No, never.
I don't think you're gonna hold Kyle with that one.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a great
movie. Good one, buddy. We appreciate the phone.
He's the leader in the clubhouse right now.
That's one I've never heard of or seen.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, no, you like it a lot?
I like, but I'm a sci-fi guy. Yeah, it was pretty good, man.
All right, before we continue all this conversation with the Eagles and Garrett and star hunting, let's do a little Clearwater check-in. We do have ourselves a Phillies game this afternoon. And, Hugh, for the first time, we're going to see Jesus Luzardo.
Hey!
I actually think of all the things the Phillies did or didn't do this offseason, he's gotten the least conversation considering what he could be. He's the best player they brought in this offseason. 2 years ago, he was, I would say, one of the 20 best pitchers in baseball, mm-hmm. and then he fell off last year.
Fell off.
But, you know, as we look at this team, their strength is their starting pitching. I think
they're going to ride that.
He feels to me like a pivot point. If he's what he was 2 years ago, mm-hmm. they could have, like, one of the two best rotations in baseball. If he's what he was last year, he wasn't that good. Like, I'm excited to watch him pitch to see, is he what he was 2 years ago? The other thing that is interesting, Hugh, we mentioned before they played yesterday, but then they did it, and he played five innings there. Kyle Schwarber played first base yesterday. Kyle Schwarber was the first baseman in yesterday's game. And it's interesting because this apparently came from Rob Thompson. It was Topper's idea that he picks up a glove and goes mm-hmm. and plays some first base, some left field. And I might be in the minority on this. I like this idea, and I want to see, I'm going to say it very strongly, and you'll hear it very clearly, I want to see Schwarber in the field more this season. Hugh, do you?
At first base?
In the field. Well, I mean, first left, he's not going to play second base, right? First base, left field.
I mean, you know what my first thought was when I heard that? Is there's a lot of speculation about what somebody will and will not do. The first thing that I thought about was, wow, that's pretty cool that he's willing to sacrifice and do something different that the team is asking him to do.
Yes.
He's not locked into just one position. That's the first thing that I thought about.
So I know when people hear that, the first thing they think is, Joe, he stinks in the field. Why do you want him in the field? Well, I look at this team is older, and I like the idea of them giving players days off instead of riding them into the ground and they mm-hmm. run out of steam. So on a day they want to give Bryce a full day off. Put Schwarber at first base if he can handle it. Well, you know, there's a reality where maybe Max Kepler isn't hitting for a week. You know, he's not exactly the most consistently great player they sign in left field. Well, if he's in a slump, Schwarber could go out there for a day or two and give them another option. Maybe that puts JT at DH to save his spot. I just feel like if Schwarber is freed up and not only the DH, it can help them. Now, I'm not expecting Gold Glove play, mm-hmm. but I
decent, and yeah. You want him in the lineup. You want his bat in
of
the lineup.
Course.
That's what it is,
right? Like that. And I know they tried this in years past in left field, and we saw the results. I'm not telling you he's great out there, but I don't see why if he works at it, that he can't be passable at first base for 10 games this year.
No, because I know I pick up what you're putting down.
I'm in. So you're with me on this? More Kyle in the field?
Yeah, we can do that. Okay. Even though he didn't want to be out there, but I like the sacrifice that he's willing to make for the team, though. That's kind of where I'm at with
Yeah, and it's funny, though, because 2 years ago, so we were down at spring training 2 years ago. We'll be down there again in 2 weeks. By the way, next week is a big week on WIP. Both the morning show and afternoon show will be in Clearwater, different portions of the week, so we're excited for that. We'll be down there in a couple weeks. But we were down there 2 years ago, Hugh, the first time we went to Clearwater as a mm-hmm. show, and we happened to be there, unfortunately, right when Rhys Hoskins got hurt, right? So it was like in the midst of it just happened, what are they going to do at first base? And we were months away at that point from Bryce Harper moving to first base. So yeah. It was like, what are they going to do? Well, we happened to have Schwarber on the show the day after that Rhys got hurt. And we asked him then, like, hey, would you play some first? Could you? And he didn't seem too into the idea back then.
No, he didn't. He did.
You guys have options at first base, Derek Hall, maybe Alec Boehm moving over. You've played first. Has that been brought up? Do you think it'll be brought up? Could you do it? No?
No, we're good.
About to do that.
Nah, we're good. You know, I think we're plenty deep enough to make sure that we don't have to see that happen.
Uh-oh.
Well, it turned out 3 months later, Bryce Harper was under first base. So I guess they needed someone.
Well, that's the thing. And that's what I commend you for. Because you heard in that, and I even laughed when he said it because I saw his facial expression. He's like, oh, hell no. Like, he was, like, really not wanting to do that. But it's just commendable what you're willing to do for the team and what you're willing to learn at this late stage in your career. Because he's not a spring chicken anymore. And I'm pretty sure the way that it was presented to him, it was like, hey, man, we're going to need your bat in the lineup, and we're going to probably need you to play first base. And I don't know how much coaxing they did, but the fact that he decided to do it is pretty commendable.
Yeah, the other thing, you know, Bryce has had moments a lot where he's sore, right, or the back's acting up.
Mm-hmm.
There could be days where they don't want Bryce at first base playing the field, but they want his bat in the lineup. Well, if you put Schwarber over there, you might have a better lineup in the game rather than just, you know, no Bryce Harper at all. 215-592-9494. I know it scares people, but I'm into it. And one more thing on it, Hugh. It only can help Schwarber, too, because he's a free agent to be. He's not re-signed yet,
and the
right?
more you can do, the more you can do.
Right. He's more versatile moving forward there. I think it actually could help all parties involved. Jake and Delco's up. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Well, Kyle continued to do what Joe pointed out yesterday. He badgered me.
You know what? Shut up. Oh, no. Yeah. This is what he does. He's,
I mean, yeah, you're like, you're just not meeting
it's
Kyle.
It's like the interrogation room. He gets his own minute of interrogation before we get to you, and then we often find out who the best witnesses are based on that.
Yeah, well, he thought he had me. He thought he had me, so I gave him my answer. But real quick, just speaking of Kyle, you know, you hear people say, oh, it's the 32nd pick. It might as well be a second-round pick, but that's because you have an agenda. There's other people that would say the 34th pick, oh, well, you know, it's really like a first-round pick. No, it is what it is.
Well, that's what I call, Jake, good phone call, good take. That's what I call spin. I mean, that's
spin doctoring.
That's spin doctoring. And that's what we do here on WIP.
Sometimes.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention here before we move forward, Hugh, you know what today is?
What's today?
Well, it's February 28th, which is an anniversary here, a pretty big one in Philly's history. 6 years ago today, February 28th, 2019, actually, I just got in the car. I was doing the night show then, and I was driving in about 2:50, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, somewhere around there, maybe 3:10. And I was headed in. I was listening to WIP. The afternoon show at that point was John Marks and Ike Reese, produced by Ben Livingston, and I heard this.
Do I think the Phillies in Philadelphia is the top of his list? No, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that. Do I think that maybe he has some reservations about playing here for the next 10 years, or his wife does?
Oh!
Yet? No.
John Heyman, Bryce Harper to the Phillies!
No way!
Official blue check mark and everything! Bryce Harper is going to the Phillies! Stop everything you are doing!
Bring on the music! Hold on, we gotta make sure we verify first.
It's verified.
Verify everything, Ben, before we turn on the music,
Bryce
Ben!
Bryce to the Phillies. You said sort of breaking news!
Yeah, what the hell is sort of breaking news? Pump it up! Pump it up!
Happy campers right there.
It's one of my favorite WIP moments. When Ike's yelling at Ben to verify they got it right, and then they just start singing.
Oh yeah! Hit it objectively now!
Celebrate good times! Come on!
Come on, Bryce!
That's some terrible singing, too, by the way.
You could hear people in the hallway screaming.
Yeah, that's dope.
It was awesome.
You commenting on their singing?
Yeah, I critique everything.
Living in this big blue world.
Because I know I'm just setting you up. I'm doing you a favor.
Well, I mean, we might have that kind of celebration and singing from Kyle when the Miles Garrett trade goes down during this show.
Yeah. You better sing, too. You better sing from the rafters. You better sing from your belly.
What should I sing?
Well, I guess you could have the celebration song queued up just in case. Just in case it happens. I mean, if it happens during our show after all this talk about it, you have to celebrate.
Deal.
I mean, that's not hard. All right, 215-592-9494. You're at the final hour for your calls. Eagles offseason, should they run it back or take a big swing? Rumor has it they're in on Myles Garrett. Your movies for Tri-Day, and the Eagles made a hire this morning, and wait till you get a load of this guy. We'll talk about it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.